a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
This week's story comes from the Gemara Yerushalmi. Meet Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan was a judge, a dayan in his city, and he had a Beit Din, a court, that met in his house. He had a Roman neighbor who lived right next door to him. House, house, field, field, really next door neighbors. And in Rabbi Yonatan's field, there was a beautiful, very, very tall and wide tree, and the branches spread out in all different directions, even onto the yard of his neighbor. And his neighbor really liked the shade of the tree. He enjoyed sitting under there, and he never, ever said anything to Rabbi Yonatan like, oh, it's getting in my way, I don't like it, could you get rid of it? Because he really enjoyed the tree. Rabbi Yonatan's neighbor knew that lots of people would come to Rabbi Yonatan's house with cases to be judged. And he knew that he was also very well known in the city as a very honest and straight man, a really good judge. And this neighbor thought, you know what? I don't really have plans for tomorrow. I think I'm going to go, and for my entertainment, I'm going to sit in the courtroom and see what kind of cases come his way. It should be very interesting. So the next morning, the neighbor woke up, walked into Rabbi Yonatan's house / court, and started listening. And he heard two men. One's name was Reuven, and one's name was Shimon. And boy, he was able to hear them screaming. Reuven said, Shimon, you must cut down your tree. It's bothering me so much. You know, when I'm trying to plow my field, I can't plow straight through because that tree is in my way. And also, Shimon, there's so much shade from the tree. It's getting in the way of the growth of all of the stuff in my field. And Shimon was so angry and answered back, I will not cut down that tree. Lo valo. No way. No, no, no. For 20 years, this tree has been standing there. You haven't said a word to me about it in 20 years. It has never bothered you. And now suddenly you're coming with complaints? Boy, their faces were red, red, red. Reuven and Shimon were stating their arguments in front of Rabbi Yonatan. Shimon said, I will not agree to cut down the branches. What is my tree going to look like afterwards? And it might even become very weakened because we're cutting so much away from it. It won't be strong anymore. Who knows? The wind might even be able to blow it over. And Reuven said, it's true that the tree has been standing for many years and I have never said anything. But in the beginning, it wasn't as big as it is now over all those years. But now, it does bother me, and it is big. And now the branches have spread more and more, and now the branches are bothering me, and they're getting in the way of my field, and they're even ruining my field. I've suffered enough, and I will not suffer any more. Cut those branches. The neighbor was listening and watching and thinking something in his heart. He was thinking, even though I never complained to Rabbi Yonatan about his tree, and I really, really benefit from his tree and like it, I wonder what he's going to tell Reuven and Shimon. Let me keep listening. I'm eager to hear. Rabbi Yonatan listened patiently to Reuven and his argument, and Shimon and his argument. And when they were each done stating their side, Rabbi Yonatan said, okay, please go home now and come back tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I will let you know the judgment, the psak din. And so Reuven went home to his house and went to sleep. And Shimon went home to his house and went to sleep. And Rabbi Yonatan's neighbor was thinking, I bet I know why. I bet that because he saw me sitting here in the court today, he remembered that he also has a tree that leans into my yard. And I bet that he doesn't want to cut his tree. And I bet that he knew that if he would have told Shimon that he needed to cut down his tree, I'd be sitting right here and he'd have to go cut his tree down too. You see, the neighbor didn't realize just what a big tzaddik Rabbi Yonatan was. Well, the neighbor thought, tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and I'm going to come right back here. And if I hear Rabbi Yonatan tell Shimon to cut the branches off of his tree, I'm going to embarrass Rabbi Yonatan in front of all the people in this court. And I'm going to say, what? How can a person tell other people to do something when they don't even do it themselves? And then, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to go and cut branches from his tree myself. And let's see if he'll have the guts to say anything to me then. Hee, hee, hee. And the neighbor went home, didn't tell anybody else's plan. He kept it in his own heart. Meanwhile, Rabbi Yonatan called a carpenter right away and said, I'd like to pay you to please go out into my field and cut the branches off of my tree that are leaning into my neighbor's yard. And the carpenter did just that. He took an axe and some clippers and got rid of those branches. The next morning, Reuven came to the court and Shimon came to the court. And Rabbi Yonatan's neighbor was there too, bright and early. He walked straight from his house to Rabbi Yonatan's house without looking too carefully at the tree situation. And so he sat quietly and waited to hear what Rabbi Yonatan was going to say. Rabbi Yonatan looked at Shimon and said, Shimon, you are required to go and trim the branches that are leaning over into your friend's field and bothering him. Please go and cut them. The second the words came out of Rabbi Yonatan's mouth, the next door neighbor jumps up and said, Rabbi Yonatan, and what about your tree? What about your tree that's leaning into my field? That really wasn't very nice, right? He liked the tree that was leaning into his field. What about that tree? Why don't you cut it? Rabbi Yonatan, in a very patient voice, said, you can go and take a look at my tree, because exactly what I did to my tree is what I am asking Shimon to do to his tree. And so Rabbi Yonatan's neighbor walked outside and he saw that the branches were already cut. Wow, he thought to himself, I can't believe how negative and mean my thinking was. Rabbi Yonatan asked them to come back this morning because he didn't want to give a judgment until he fixed himself, even though I never even complained about it. Wow, I'm so embarrassed that I even thought badly about him. And the neighbor said, Baruch Hashem, how blessed is Hashem that teaches about the importance of proper judgments. And from then on, the neighbor treated Rabbi Yonatan with so much respect. Shimon cut down the branches that were bothering Reuven, and the tree saga had ended. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Shoftim, Moshe is continuing his speech to the B'nai Israel, before they enter Israel, since he's not entering with them, and he's reminding them, reviewing with them, and teaching them how they should live when they're there. And one of the things he teaches them about is appointing judges, shoftim, so that there can be courts all around Israel, so that everybody could live in a very lawful way. He teaches the judges not to take bribes. That means that they can't take money from somebody before they judge, or even yummy baked chocolate chip cookies, anything that would get in the way of giving a proper judgment. We learn that we need two witnesses, and the Torah says the word twice, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, chase after it. Be very, very strong in this way, because justice is so important. And one of the other rules that we know about a judge is what we learned from Rabbi Yonatan in this week's story, that we shouldn't tell somebody else to do something if we ourselves have not fixed it in our own self. We might not be judges in a court, but we're all in situations of judging every day. And we can learn so many of these lessons that Moshe was teaching the judges for us to have in our own lives and our own interactions every day, to listen carefully to both sides of the story, not to tell other people to do things if we ourselves haven't worked on them, not to take bribes. For example, if a friend would give us a gift and ask to be picked first to be on a team, that would be an example of how we could apply that as well. I hope that our efforts to integrate and make these lessons of the Shoftim part of our everyday life will be marbeh shalom, will increase peace between us, and will serve as a zechut for our beloved brothers and sisters and chayalim in Israel. Shabbat shalom to everyone.